Paul and Silas, and the magistrates had them stripped and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After inflicting many blows on them, they threw them into prison and instructed the jailer to guard them securely. When he received these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and secured their feet with a stake. About midnight, while Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, as prisoners listened, there was suddenly such a severe earthquake that the foundations of the jail shook. All the doors flew open, and all the chains were pulled loose. Then the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open. He drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted out in a loud voice, "Do no harm to yourself. We are all here." He asked for a light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your household will be saved." So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in his house. He took them in at that hour of the night and bathed their wounds. Then he and all his family were baptized at once. He brought them up into his house and provided a meal, and with his household rejoiced at having come to faith in God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart. For you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. Because of your kindness and of your truth, you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it's better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate, who will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin because they do not believe in me. Righteousness because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. Again, we continue in the Acts of the Apostles, and as I have said, the Acts of the Apostles is how the early church lived, and it got to be an example of how we must live. So here's Paul and Silas. They're preaching, they're taken, they're beaten, and they're thrown into prison. And instead of sitting there and complaining about how bad their life is and how God stinks and how God doesn't love them, what do? They pray and praise. They praised God in the midst of being beaten. Again, when we get crazy, you can always look at our faces and we look sad and everything else. Here they praised Almighty God and they were beaten and left for dead. That tells us something. We must do the same. Now, I'm not there. I am more of a complainer than I am a praiser. And that's a problem for a priest. But this is what God calls us to. In fact, if you're ever having a miserable day, everything's going bad in your life, life stinks, and you just want to go to God, you start praising God for the little things. Thank you, God, that I can talk. Thank you, God, that I can walk. Thank you, God, that I can hear. Thank you, God, that I can go to daily mass. Thank you, God, that I can receive you in your son Jesus in the Eucharist. Thank you that Jesus died for me. Thank you, I have people that love me. Thank you that I can eat today. There's people in the world who are not eating. Thank you, God, that I live in peace because there's people right now that are being bombed. Thank you, God, 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 for this cross that you have given me. When you and I praise God instead of complain, the chains are removed from us. We're no longer slaves to our feelings, to how we feel today, to what circumstance happened to me. We are free to praise our God. So today, God's calling us to deeper conversion, all of us. We can sit there and listen and say, that's not me, Father, thank you. Or we can say, is this what God wants of me? And the answer is yes. Acts the Apostles, give us an example. Okay, God, I'm going to start praising you instead of always complaining. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.